Welcome to On the Mic Podcast. This is your host, Tim Drake. I apologize for the bit of the delay that we've had over the last few weeks and of not having any episodes up. My schedule ended up just getting really crazy as we wrapped filming on The Interrogation. It turned out really well. I've been very happy as we've been looking at a lot of the edits over the last couple weeks. And I really look forward to everybody having a chance to see this film. I believe we're releasing it in January. And yeah, it was a lot of fun to write, to produce, to help direct. And I have just been very pleased with the overall outcome of this. We had a lot of fantastic actors on it. And yeah, it has just kind of been crazy with the scheduling of all of that. As well as we started casting this last week for our new web series that'll premiere in February called The Job Interview. And we finally have all of our lead actors on that. And I think it's going to be a really funny show that everybody will really enjoy. So I apologize that all of that kind of took me away from getting some of these episodes out to you. On today's episode, it's with comedian Taylor Hunsaker. I never really got a good chance to get to know Taylor. We had bumped into each other a few times during open mic nights at Wise Guys Comedy Club, and that was about it. And I've always really enjoyed Taylor's comedy and her comedy stylings, so I thought it'd be a good opportunity to sit down with Taylor and talk to her, a little bit about, how she started in comedy, her influences, and really just be able to kind of kick back and have a good time. I recorded this right before Thanksgiving, and it was fun. It was like Taylor and I had known each other all along, and we just kind of clicked and had a great conversation. I really hope all of you guys have a chance to enjoy this. Keep your eyes on the On the Mic Podcast website. We have some new merch on its way. We've got some coffee mugs coming out, especially the travel coffee mugs for all of you that are in the real frigid areas of the country right now. I know here in Salt Lake City, the last week, almost every morning as I get up to go to the radio station, has been about 1 degree outside, and it is just too cold. So I figure when it's that cold outside, that's God's way of just making fun of all of us. So I really hope that you guys all enjoy this episode with Taylor Hunsaker. Again, keep your eyes to the website. We will have some of these new films coming out, as well as a bunch of great new episodes and great new music for everybody to check out. So thank you for all of your support, and enjoy this interview with Taylor Hunsaker. And you just started swelling up.
And I woke up and my eyes were halfway closed. And then it was my boyfriend at the time. He's like, honey, it's fine. You look fine. And my mom's like, it's fine. My dad's like, what the fuck happened to your face? And I'm like, I know. See?
And then you still ended up cat sitting.
Yeah, I still cat sit. I know, I should stop. But yeah, money.
Money and cats are fun.
This one doesn't come in. One time I didn't come home for 3 days. And I was really worried and I was kind of afraid that I killed it.
That's why we don't let our cats go outside. I think people are too mean to cats.
I think they wander too much and they think, this is okay. And they're not okay.
But you always hear about those people too that somehow they
torture them.
Well, not just the torturing people, but the people that'll find their cat that's been missing for 5 years. The cat comes wandering back. I'm like, how the hell do you know that's your cat at that point?
Yeah, because cats, I can't tell them apart. I can't? I didn't even think that.
Yeah. There was a girl I was working with today that had mentioned to me, yeah, I found my cat after this guy I was living with got rid of it 3 months before. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Are you sure?
There's no way you did.
They replace cats all the time in television shows. Yeah. And say, well, that one's dead, so let's just get her a new cat. It's okay.
See, what's funny is they do that, but yet in the first Hunger Games movie, that was something that pissed me off so bad with that movie, is the cat's name was Buttercup because it was a gold cat.
Yeah.
How hard is it to find a gold cat for the movie? It was 5 minutes into the movie, and I see the cat, and I was like, that's not a fucking gold cat. What is this?
So you found a gold? You can't find a gold cat?
Oh, I was so mad.
I didn't even think of that. I was too... man, now I'm gonna. I can't watch it again.
I watched it again after I saw all of the inaccuracies. I was okay with it again.
Well, there's a lot of inaccuracies. Yeah. I always get mad at the relationship when I watch it. Like, no, you were in love with your best friend. That's not gonna happen. I don't care if there's sequels. Make it happen.
See, that would be more fun, too, because then we wouldn't have to care if Peeta ever died.
I know. And he's not the cute one in the movie. He's not the cute boy in the movie.
I'll be the first to admit that. He's when you put a Hemsworth in a movie, there's no other cute boy in a movie, right?
I'm going to disagree, because I'm in love with Loki. I'm in love with Tom Hiddleston. And
that is a tough competition.
Loki, it's like, if I could have, like, I love Loki's body, too. But, I mean, when Thor takes off his shirt, I'm like, all right. I'm not hating it, but
Loki brothers.
Is so handsome, but they're not related.
Yeah, true.
But Loki's so handsome. But if it was the other Hemsworth, sorry, Loki.
I've heard now at like some of the Comic-Con panels that people won't even refer to him by his name. They just call him Loki because they're so obsessed over him being Loki.
I believe it. I keep forgetting that his name is Tom Hiddleston. Like, I'm like, Loki? Oh, wait.
He was just on an episode of Nerdist, and I saw his name, and I sat there for a second, that's right, it's Loki. So it's like, even I've fallen into that entrapment of not remembering his name.
He's so handsome. Oh, and he dances, and I'm just in love with him.
Really? I did not know he danced.
Yeah, amazing dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
Off to YouTube this.
People keep putting links on my Facebook.
That's their way to Rickroll you. Is
because they're like, hey, look at this. Look what I found. I'm like, you guys, come on. Give me a minute. Girls got to take some time.
And the next one's rolling in
like,
already.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I'm not going out this weekend. This is going to be my weekend. He's so handsome.
So I take it then you liked the new Thor.
I haven't seen the new Thor yet.
Well, good. I felt like I was the only person who had not yet, so I'm glad to know that somebody else has.
I haven't. I want to.
But now I have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that's burning a hole in my net. In my Hulu Plus queue, because I know it ties in. Yeah, I've started it, but the last episode ties into Thor. And so I'm like, I can't watch it yet because I haven't seen Thor.
Shit, no, I can't watch it until I watch all of those.
You can blame that all on Kerry Jackson because he's the one who said that. Oh. And I was just like, no, I would have watched that not even knowing and been okay with it.
Fucking Kerry. God damn it, Kerry.
So that's what we get for listening to Geek Show.
God, seriously, I'm never going to hang out with them again. None of them.
So I'm glad you were finally able to make it down. I know we've been trying to figure this out for a couple weeks.
Family parties, I'm sorry.
No, it's totally good.
My family.
Hey, family comes first. You only get to spend so much time with them.
Yeah, well, I spent all my time with my family, but it was extended family.
Yeah.
And they've been coming up from St. George, and we haven't seen them, and so it's like, hey!
Yeah, see, my extended family always hopes I'm going to come to things, and I was like, no, it's all right.
Yeah, I don't know. Our family's so weird. We just love, like, being around each other, because we're all such huge dorks that it's amusing.
Yeah.
For the women that are married to my dad's and his brothers.
So you guys make it fun. I mean, my family get-togethers are just all... It's your typical... Because, like, all of my extended family is, like, really, really Mormon.
Yeah.
And so it's just the typical, let's get together in a big church and have the same food and the prepackaged rolls.
Those rolls and, with the flour on top.
Yeah, with the flour on top and some type of, like, fruit mixed into some type of gel and something like that. So it's just like, no, the food doesn't sound appetizing and neither do you guys, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to that. No offense. You can come to my family stuff.
Okay, that sounds like it.
Way better.
So now when we were trying to plan this, you know, I was trying to see, you know, what things you might need coming down here. So, and you made the best request of any podcast guest, and you said, you know, just bring me, you know, two beers. So, I followed through here.
You're amazing.
With some good old Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Man.
Because who doesn't love that?
I'm opening this.
So there are your two to tide you over.
I was just joking, but man, seriously. This is... I needed this today. I only had... I didn't have any beer today. Just kidding. I'm not an alcoholic. when I Skype with people, they have beer with me, so...
It's 2 a.m. here, but hey, it's 4 p.m. in Tokyo.
Somewhere. Somewhere. I have to work in the morning. Well, yeah.
But is it Warren Buffett that has it's 5 o'clock somewhere?
I don't know.
It's one of those guys that does.
I don't know, but I had a... I don't remember. I think I went to a class about his, like, business thoughts from the owner of my company at Overstock.
No.
Yeah.
And I just totally realized that you caught that I said Warren Buffett and I meant Jimmy Buffett. Oh. So good catch there.
Okay. That did seem a little wrong. Like,
I didn't know Warren Buffett was writing songs now, but he does everything.
Dr. Pepper. No, Cherry Coke.
Even just on like one of the Tonight Shows where they made fun of somebody that confused that. And I was like, oh, what an idiot. No, I just did it.
Oh, look at Tim. So, looks so silly.
I'm an idiot now. So now, I think the first time we informally met was performing an open mic together like 6-7 months ago.
That was a long time ago, yeah.
It was literally like a week before I moved to LA. So, and I think, because you're good friends with Jay Whitaker, right?
Yeah.
And Jay had introduced us because we had actually just recorded an episode of My House on the Moon with Keith that same day. And so like we had left from seeing Keith. And then, like, we were like, all right, we'll do open mic. And Jay was like, here, come meet everybody else. And I think he was the one who introduced you to me.
Jay and I are really close. Like, we've been pretty close for almost a year.
Right on.
Like, actually gotten to know each other. So
has he kind of mentored some of your comedy, or?
Him and I have really different types of writing. And it's hard. It's hard because, like, I find the dumbest things funny.
Okay.
And he doesn't find everything that I think is funny.
What's an example of something that's just totally dumb that you find funny?
I don't even know. I don't even know. Oh, when people sing the wrong lyrics and other people get really mad at you in the car, they're like, that's not the lyrics. Because he did that to me one time. Sorry, Jay, but he did that to me one time. And I'm like, well, I don't know what it says. And then he said it, and I still don't know what it says. But he seemed so upset that I didn't know the lyrics. It's like, and that's how people are. So, I don't even remember. But I thought it said, I eat goat cheese on my burgers or something.
Which song was this?
I don't even know. It was some rap song. It was not close. I wasn't close.
If it's a rap song, you can't be expected to know what all the lyrics are unless you've read the lyric sheet.
Yeah, that's true. Except for I'm really good at belting out Eminem.
Yeah.
So I kind of can do that.
That you're just going to have to yell really fast, though, right?
Yeah, he gets fast. And then I'm like, oh, he's singing. I can do this part.
I still haven't listened to his new album, and I've been meaning to. I've heard it's really, really good.
That's all I've been listening to for like 2 weeks.
So does it live up to the hype then, I take it?
It's amazing.
I have to get out and get it this week. And it's going on my, like, Thanksgiving shopping list.
Yeah, I actually bought it on CD.
Yeah, it's one of the few. So, like, you can see all these stacks of CDs behind you that are in the process of being, you know, taken to, like, Graywell or one of the CD exchanges.
Yeah.
Because as we'd moved to Los Angeles, I realized with all the years I'd worked in music, I accumulated way too many CDs. And, I mean... Half of these boxes sitting here that are still to be unpacked are full of CDs.
Oh my gosh, they're so heavy, I bet.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they are ridiculously heavy. And so I'm like, it has to be an artist that I just like, I love everything about them that's going to make me buy it on CD. And so that's part of why I haven't got it yet, is because I have to buy it on CD. It can't be a digital.
I understand that. I don't like to buy CDs, and then I'm like, oh, okay, well, I have to have this.
Yeah.
I have to. And I don't want to download it. Just... So much better to have the case and, like, look at all his things in the middle of it, and I don't know.
I've always liked when you crack the case and it's got that, like, fresh inky smell of the fold-out, and you can sniff your computer as hard as you want, it does not suffice with the digital booklet.
And at our age, we finally mastered the, what are we going to do with the plastic and the sticky thingy,
yeah.
Where you just crinkle it in a ball and wrap the sticky thingy around it, and you don't have a mess.
Yeah.
Finally mastered that.
I remember years ago when I'd worked for a media play, I don't know if you remember Media Play.
I remember Media Play.
So I think I was a senior in high school when I'd gone to work for Media Play. And they gave out one year. It wasn't for like Black Friday or anything. It was just, I think it was for like a CD giveaway. But these little keychains, there was just this little circular keychain that had a blade in the middle that just fit the bottom of a CD case. So you could buy your CD and just slide it along there and it slid the packaging off. It was the most amazing thing in the entire world.
Why wouldn't they have that, like, at every CD store?
I don't know. And now I look at it, and I thought that was the most brilliant thing in the entire world, and they're totally irrelevant now.
Yeah, they are. Now we can, like, get the knives that cut butter, because they're heated up.
Yeah.
Sorry, I saw one online today. I was really excited about it.
That's funny. I wouldn't have even thought of that. And now I totally want to try that.
I know. I want to buy one for my best friend for her birthday.
It's like that in the Gingsu knife, is that what it's called? That can, like, cut through anything?
Oh, yeah! I think the people I'm house-sitting for right now, I think she has them. Because I cut a can yesterday to dump some grease in, and I didn't ruin her knife.
That's pretty amazing.
I didn't ruin her knife. I really didn't. But if she listens to this, I promise I didn't.
All of those things, I see them on TV and I'm like, ball crap, they can't do that.
That's the best part of Walmart and Target now.
It's the as seen on TV.
Yeah. It's awesome. I don't want a Snuggie, but I would love that.
See, I have a robe that I never use, so I just turn that around when I'm in the mood for a Snuggie.
That's what they are.
Yeah, it's just a backwards robe.
I don't even understand.
And if you tie up the back of it, it works as suitable attire at Walmart.
Yeah, it does. Maybe get a fancy belt if you're a girl.
Yeah. It'll be a lazy ladies. Sunday, and it's like, I have a Smith's to the, you know, just to the back of me here. I'm like, shit, I can't go over there. There is Walmart, though, and so I'll make that decision depending on how dressed I want to get for the day.
You don't have to get too dressed.
Yeah, I may have to drive, but I don't have to get too dressed up.
Oh my god, I saw this video online yesterday about this lady that's like, following some man outside, like, in the Walmart store. He was masturbating in the women's restroom. And she's, like, videotaping. She's like, sir, I saw you. And I'm like, why is he just walking and ignoring this? Shouldn't he be running? And then he started running. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I remember seeing that. I want to say it was on, like, Gawker I came across. And I was like, what the hell?
He's like, I didn't know it was the ladies' room. It's like, so it's okay because it's the men's restroom? Do you guys masturbate in the men's restroom frequently in front of the mirror?
Yeah, well, in front of the urinal.
Maybe in front of the urinal, but
but some of them don't have the partitions, and then it gets awkward.
It's so awkward, because then sometimes the people don't come, like, have the three, and they're like, oh, I'll stand next to this person in the middle.
Yeah, and they kind of, you know, if they're wider, they bump hips with you, and then...
So thankful for stalls all of a sudden.
Yeah, stalls are kind of nice. Like, I mean, I got to that point where it was just like, if there's no partition, I can hold it.
Yeah. I would, too.
Yeah, it's... That personal space is very, very needed.
Yeah. I don't even, like, if there's somebody... If the bathrooms are all full in my ladies' room at work, I'll come back later. I don't want them to see me go in there after them.
Have you ever seen the episode of How I Met Your Mother? Where Marshall, he can't walk anywhere with his magazine because people know that he's going to the bathroom then.
Yes. And then they break down the wall. When he finally finds his sanctuary.
I
have to read a magazine.
Yeah, what's sad is the equivalent of that now is when you see that person at work that stands up and grabs their cell phone. You're like, I know where you're going. It's time for Angry Birds.
I try not to do that now. Like, I don't want people to know.
Yeah. Well, plus everything updates to your social media.
Yeah.
So I love it when somebody's gone and then all of a sudden they have a new high score on with his friends and you're like... You were sitting right there a minute ago.
I'm going to start watching people at my work that I'm friends with. And I'm going to be like, I know what you did. I know. And the girls will be like, I didn't. I went to powder my nose. But they're liars because most of them don't wear makeup.
You can just slide over and high five them on the, yeah, new high score. Way to be.
I'll be like, what are you talking about? I didn't do anything. It's like, well, your profile picture looks awfully familiar. That background.
On This Is 40, when it has the scene where Paul Rudd's playing Words with Friends, I saw an interview with Judd Apatow, and he's like, no, I actually pulled that from real life, where his wife would actually tweet to him at times and be like, get off the toilet and quit playing.
Oh my gosh.
So he's like, yeah, I've been caught doing that.
It's hard not to. That's funny.
Yeah, it's like, what else is there to do when you're in there?
Nothing. There's nothing.
I mean, clearly, if you're at Walmart, I mean, I guess there's masturbating, but...
There's, you know what? There's signs in the bathrooms that I read, and all I can think is, this is so grammatically incorrect. Yeah. And that's it. And, like, all I can think is, maybe would they get mad if I fix them and, like, change them? And then I'm like, I'm not going to do
you're
that.
You're adding apostrophes.
Someone did it in one of the bathrooms, so yeah.
That's... I love humor. Seeing incorrect signs, especially in the bathrooms, because then it always just gives me a laugh.
It's like, oh, you guys are dumb. Oh my gosh, I'm going to sneeze. Maybe. Nope, it's not coming.
Now it's just going to surprise you at random.
I know, and it's going to be loud, and my eyes are going to water, and it's going to hurt. Oh, a panda.
Yeah, the good old LRG panda with our good old... This sticker table has taken me almost a year, and it's almost complete.
I have so many stickers from when I was a kid, and I'd go to Warped Tour.
Yeah.
And the Big Ass Show every year, and they'd give us, like, a bag full of stickers and all this shit.
Yeah, that's where a chunk of these came from, even.
Yeah, and this is over 10 years ago, I still have them all. Like, I don't even know how. I still have every single, like, I'm not a hoarder except for some things. Like, every concert ticket or every sticker. I don't want the stickers. I'm not going to put them anywhere. But yeah. I don't want to throw them away. What if I do want to put them somewhere?
And see, that's where I think half of these came from. I didn't even know I still had them. They were in a manila folder. From when I had been on Warped Tour, like in 2007. And, like, yeah, I'm going through and I'm like, oh, here's a bunch of stuff from that year of Warped Tour. And then I found just, like, multiple of so many of these stickers. And I was like, guess we can put them on our table, like...
That's a good That'll idea. Work. I remember that I voted sticker 2008.
Yeah. I made so many people mad with that sticker, too.
Why?
Because I... You know how everybody thinks that they're so cool and they tweet the picture of it?
Oh, yeah.
And they... With their I voted or God bless America. So, I posted a picture of it and I said, I varted. And instead of people having a good laugh... I had people say, you should not mock democracy. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, it's not mocking democracy. Oh, just laugh and enjoy it.
Please, people. They get too serious. I was talking today about those stupid, everything people get so mad about, obsessed with. Like, when we have those stupid yellow ribbons that people put on their cars. And I'm thankful for the soldiers. But yeah. Those ribbons drove me crazy.
Yeah.
So me and my best friend, we'd take them off all the cars. All those magnets, we would just take them. And we had over 100.
Oh, wow.
And one day I go to my car and I parked it. Like, I drove it everywhere all day. And then I finally look on my passenger side later that night. And she had plastered my entire passenger side with every magnet like a dick. And I didn't know.
That's a pretty good prank to play on somebody, though.
I still think about it. I'm like, God damn it, Heather, you got me. You got me, man.
But see, now you have all of those don't you?
I did it back. And then we threw them away because, well, I don't know why we needed them in the first place. Yeah. Like,
we were
just funny. We were just hilarious for a moment. That was our funny moments. We were mostly drunk, too, also. Whenever we'd see them, we were drunk.
And now we have those stupid stick people on, like, everything.
Why does everyone need a stick family?
I don't get it. I'm like, I get it. We're in Utah and you have a shit ton of kids. Like, yeah, I don't need stick figures to represent them. I got that from your 12-passenger van.
I never know what's worse, is the stick figure of the whole family or the people that have the stick figure shooting, like, their spouse or, like, shooting or... running over the other people's families.
Yeah.
So, like, make sure they know that those stick figures are really stupid by putting a stick figure on their car of them killing their stick figure family. I mean...
The best car decal I have seen in quite some time was a T-Rex eating a Jesus fish.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was the funniest thing I had seen.
I've never seen that.
And I was like, that one wins. That one wins the car sticker.
Well done, someone. whoever did that.
Yeah, I think I have a picture of it somewhere on my Instagram feed.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because it
made my day when I came across it.
That makes my day, and I haven't even seen it.
And that was in Utah, of all places.
We're so silly here.
We are.
And we're silly.
It's what makes us unique.
It really does. And people just, nobody wants to come here, or if they come here, they just don't want to leave, though. And I want them to stay, so.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. They're great. But people don't, they expect the worst, and then they look for the worst, and it sucks. Yes. Like, they will find that one person that's going to harass them or, like, be a dick to them. And they will thrive on that. It's like, dude, come on.
They're going to go down to Temple Square and walk up to each person and be like, I'm not a Mormon.
And they'll be like, what's that?
Yeah, and then be like, here's a pass along card. See, they attacked me the minute I came in here.
They pulled me right out of the crowd and, like, made me do things. Mormon stuff, not dirty stuff.
They made me read a passage.
They made me read it. Come on. Kanye West shoves his religion down more than any Mormon that I know.
Oh, Kanye. I missed the Kanye from, like, 8 years ago when he was actually, like, reasonable to listen to and that was all we had of him.
You know, I didn't know who he was until 2009.
That's so, like, he was still relatively fresh.
And then he did that Taylor Swift thing,
yeah.
And I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Get rid of her.
But what do you think of all of his stuff now?
Oh my gosh, Kanye. You're not God. I don't know what a Yeezus is. And what the hell is with Kim's boobs in your new video?
Have you seen the James Franco?
Yes, it is amazing. Because it is shot by shot and his face is the same. It's like, Kim, your face doesn't look like that when they have sex, but I bet Seth Rogen's does. It was amazing.
I think one of the best news stories I've heard recently was with was Kanye telling President Obama to keep his and Kim's name out of his mouth or something like that. And I was just like, let's make a deal. He'll keep your name out of his mouth if you keep your image, sound, and everything off our TVs and radios.
He's a joke now. Like, well, now. He's a joke. I mean, I love him. Like, I love him because he's so cocky and he thinks that he really probably is a god.
Yeah.
Like, he honestly probably believes it. But, come on, dude. You were supporting Obama over and over and he probably slighted you one time and you're now pissed.
Yeah.
You 5'7" weenie.
Probably is what Obama's like, I don't need a, like, $120 t-shirt.
It's a white t-shirt. I got mine at Hanes, Michael Jordan.
I saw a picture of Kanye just this morning in one of his massively oversized shirts, but wearing, like, a regular, like, crew neck sweatshirt. So, like, it bunched, like, right at the bottom.
Oh, Kanye.
And so it was almost like he was wearing a skirt with, like, leggings underneath the way that it looked. It was great. I enjoyed it.
That poor baby. That's all. That's all. It's that poor baby is not going to grow up happy. Well, it's going to grow up very happy. I like that people
joke about naming it Northwest. And somehow the Kanye was like, yeah.
The North Star. It's so superficial or some shit. Yeah. It's like, oh, we didn't want to name our K name because of the KKK. It's like, well, Chloe, Courtney, and Kim.
And then Kendall and Kylie. And I hate that I know that.
Yeah, I didn't know their names, so.
Guilty pleasure. I hate to say it.
But serious. Oh, Northwest, though.
I just want to know if Northwest ever, like, rides on Southwest. Is that considered incest?
Kanye has his own jet. I don't know. Yeah, but it's totally incest.
Yeah, totally. that's even kinkier than if it's his own jet.
Do you think he named his plane Northwest and he's going to sue the people that own Northwest and be like, Kanye did that first?
I could see that. And I bet he speaks in third person like that too, just like Karl Malone.
Dude, yeah, totally. I guarantee he talks in third person.
We should get Karl Malone and Kanye together in, like, an argument. That could be the most entertaining thing. It would be like they were, like, reading it from a transcript the entire time.
It's like, no, you guys, you don't have to say the names. We already know.
Karl Malone says. No, now Kanye says.
That's totally how it would. Oh, man. why hasn't this ever happened? I bet Kanye looks up to him.
He probably does.
Probably. He was like, he's so like, if short. He could speak
in, if he could speak in third person, so can Kanye.
When I started getting on Facebook, it's after I found out who Kanye was. And so I started talking, I was so excited to be able to talk about myself in the third person, like Kanye West. Like I assumed Kanye West did. I'm like, Taylor Hunsaker's so glad that she doesn't have to do blah, blah. And I loved it. And now Facebook has changed, so I can't talk about myself in third person as often and as awesome.
I'm just going to start self-promoting in third person now because it seems to work.
You know, I think that could work. Yeah, I bet I could. People will just assume I'm a boy because my name is Taylor. And I understand that it's a girl's name now. Whatever. But I think it's totally a dude's name. So I'd be like, hey, you should check out this comedian named Taylor. Don't say my last name so they can't Google me or anything.
Right.
Because then they'll see my mugshot and it'll get messy and it'll be weird. And they'll be like, that's a girl. My grandma said I was going to get drafted because it's a boy's name. And so now I have a very boy's name.
Your grandma was convinced you were going to get drafted because you had a boy's name.
Yeah. You can't name her that. That's a boy's name. She's going to get drafted.
Oh, that's funny.
She's cute. Bless her heart.
No, it's not the grandma whose birthday you just celebrated. Mm-mm. A different grandma.
A different grandma. Grandma Birdzell. She's such a peach. She's so fun to be around. She tells me all these stories, and I always make her tell me about her past when she was a kid. It's so fun. Grandparents are so fun.
Yeah, my grandparents never have had any good stories. The only good story I know about one of my grandmas is when she went on a date with Greg Brady. And this is like post Brady Bunch years, whatever his name is. And I just remember the picture that she came home with. And I was like, wow, that dude looks like he like just went into like really sad porn afterwards. Aww. Like he just had the nastiest mustache in the entire world.
Oh my god.
Like
gosh.
It would have even made like Ron Jeremy cringe. Like, ew. I mean this was bad.
Now I kind of just want to go Google Greg Brady porn and see what comes up. Just, you know, curiosity.
Just like a deep voice. He just recites the Brady Bunch. Just
the entire
story
thing.
Of a man named Greg Brady.
Well, I guess the Brady Bunch could be a group orgy porno, technically.
It could.
Or they could come up with something better. But I like the Brady Bunch. Including all those people.
I wonder so if there is a picture of him with his mustache here. I'm determined to find this for you now.
I'm not gonna lie, I totally Googled Screech's porn.
and how was it?
Awful.
I would imagine.
I didn't even get to like the full nakedness of seeing him. Like, I saw him make out with the girls, and I'm like, that's it. All right, this is good. I wanted to see your penis, but I'm not going to even continue.
You just wanted to be convinced that Screech had one.
Yeah, kinda. It's just like, what are you packing down there, dude? Just kinda.
I remember years ago, when there was still a Wise Guys in Orem, he actually came and performed there. And part of me was really intrigued, but the other part of me was like, Dustin Diamond's not a stand-up.
Did you do it?
No. I couldn't bring myself to doing it.
I don't blame you. I mean, no. He's so gross.
He is. I mean, he still has his, like,
he's still so
creepy
gross.
Fro.
Yeah, well, nothing's not moving. Like, he's hoping for a Saved by the Bell reunion someday.
Let's be real, who isn't?
I know, but I don't want him in it. Because now I've almost seen his penis and things will get awkward when he gets on the screen.
When he and Zach are still having sleepovers.
Yeah, it's like, Zach, stop it.
All right, there you go. Barry Williams is his name. How was that mustache?
Oh my god. That's like if you took a comb from the barber shop home and you, a little kid, put it in front of their mouth and it's like, hey, how you doing? And that's what it is. Creepy as shit is what it is.
Nobody should have to see that more than once in their life. And so now
it's
now
embedded.
It's a new thing for therapy for me.
And now it's a cool thing for other men to do.
Yeah. I like this whole Movember, I would never participate. I mean, I hope cancer finds its cure and stuff, but yeah. I refuse to just conform to facial hair because it's the month of November. Plus, I look like a really sick Belushi brother if I, like, really grow the facial hair.
I'm glad you're not participating. Just get the money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, make the donation and call it good.
The mustaches...
You don't need to look homeless.
You don't need to look like you're going to... Like, I need mace. You don't need to look like I need mace.
Yeah, I started thinking, you know, November's got to be a really hard time for police sketch artists because everybody looks a little extra rapey.
Yeah.
You can no longer say he had that rapey look in his eye because, I think all of them do now.
Yeah. There's... It's so... So a lot of my friends do it. They could do it. But I'm not going to appreciate it. And I'm going to be kind of an ass when I see it. Because, ew. Like, that's all I can say.
I give every one of my friends shit that does it. Because, it's just gross to me.
And you know what? I hate the girls that are like, oh my gosh, that's such a great mustache or giant beard. It's like, stop it, girls. You're making all these other dudes think that that's okay. And now all the Slim Pickens are like, meh. At least they don't have a beard. Long beard. Let's just clarify it. I like a little scruff and like a little bit. But if you have like a beard that's like, if it's starting to look like a pubic hair beard, then ew.
Like a prepubescent like, Duck Dynasty?
Yeah. I can't. No.
I hate too that's like, because of Duck Dynasty, that's become a trend.
Is that why it is?
That's what I think has done. I mean, they've always... Have you ever seen the documentary Mansum?
No.
That Morgan Spurlock did? We actually did an episode of My House on the Moon with Wallace Fetzer talking about...
Oh, I love him.
About how to be a man, and we played it off of the documentary Mansum. And they like have these beard competitions and everything that people go to. We kind of talked to Jacob Lee about it, too, when he had... His massive beard going.
He had a great beard.
But Jacob's beard was amazing.
It was long, but you know what? He's handsome without it.
He is. He's
so handsome, like, just little shrubs. I have a friend. No, not friend. Well, I have a coworker who had one of those beards. And that's all he would talk about.
Was his beard.
And, like, I had to stop talking to him for a while because it's like everything that I would say would relate to his beard. And it's like, dude, come on. And then
I just wish somebody with one of those beards would pull the Family Guy and put the like the family of birds in the beard. Like that, even if it was a fake family of birds, I would respect them for trying.
I definitely would. I'm on board with that. If they can do that, then I'll stop making. I'll stop saying, "Hey, wouldn't it be great if you cut your beard?"
Yeah.
When we go out, I mean, I'm kind of a dick. I'm not gonna take that for too long.
Or if they're gonna grow the mustache, at least don't make it, you know...
Pedophile-y?
Yeah, pedophile-y. Give it something cool. I mean, there's one of the guys I work with at X96 that has, like, his mustache has, like, the whacked out the side, and it's pretty badass.
Those are pretty cool.
Like if you can give it a little, like, maniacal, just meh, each time you twist the ends of it, then it's kind of cool.
But not a Greg Brady mustache.
Yeah, not a Greg Brady or, you know, looks like you could be in, like, Highway Patrol.
Not a Ron Jeremy.
No.
Let's just face it, Tom Selleck, you got it, dude. He's got it, man.
Yeah.
Like, you can't... I mean, okay. You win. It's creepy on anybody else except for Tom Selleck.
That should be their go-to, like, November hits. Are you Tom Selleck? No.
It's like, it goes ultra my mustache. I don't know why they're so creepy to me.
Now, I've thought about for December just to be a dick to everybody that had to shave, to just, like, let it go then.
Are you a hairy man?
I can be.
You get the hair?
Yeah, I mean, this right here, this is from shaving 2 days ago.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's not something I like. I don't like the hair. It needs to be kept trimmed up and and neat.
I agree. I mean, I thought about being a dick to the people that do Movember and not shave also. Because if you think I'm going to get hair in my mouth when kissing you, I'm going to expect you to get hair in your mouth. So I think it's kind of fair.
That you're right. I think that is a fair trade-off. Yeah,
so,
and see if they complain, because I guarantee you they will shave super fast after that.
Well, it's... I mean, women always say equal fights for equal rights, and then you guys complain that we're not really living up to it, so here's me living up to it.
Oh, I love that. That is hilarious.
So that's my take. Mustaches.
Now, Taylor, you've been... How long is it that you've been on the comedy scene? It's been probably about a year now?
Almost a year, yeah. My very first time I went up was the very last Wednesday of the year. Last year.
Okay.
Because I'm like, this is my New Year's goal. And then I'm like, let's just keep not doing it. And then I procrastinated. And I'm like, oh, crap. It's one Wednesday left.
Yeah.
All right. Guess I'll do it. So I did. And it was awesome. And I fell in love with it. Like, it was the best time ever.
I think that first time you build it up so much in your mind. And then after doing it, it's like, oh, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, it's not as bad. I feel like the second time is always worse.
Yeah, and that's what I hear.
It's like, shit, now I gotta keep doing it.
Yeah, and as I've always said to everybody that's talked to me about like open mics and stuff, is I've never done them consecutively enough to really have that second time.
Oh, lucky.
So yeah, I keep procrastinating still to this day, because my time's always so crunched that I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go to open mic this week, and then something comes up and I'm like, all right, I'm the last time I was going to, I was doing an interview with Travis Tate, and we were actually up at Trolley Square, and so we were like, all right, we're gonna do this, and then we're just gonna go jump on open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just about done recording this episode, and we were running on batteries that night, and the batteries died as we were wrapping the episode, and it wiped out the entire episode, so we had to re-record.
Oh, man.
And so neither of us made it.
That sucks.
And it was like 2 weeks before he was prepping for his headlining slot. So he was trying to work things out, too. And so I was like, oh, I felt so bad.
Oh, man, that sucks. He's awesome.
Yeah, I absolutely love Travis.
He's the nicest guy, and he's always so supportive. He's just so nice to be around.
He was one of the first comics that really reached out to me to do an episode of the show.
Really?
Like, we were usually going to a bunch, and so we're like, all right, we finally feel like we have a name. People actually know what the show is. Because he came to me to say, hey, can I come on your show? I was like, yeah, of course. Finally somebody that actually knows what the show is.
Nice.
I don't care how many downloads it says that we have. I'm convinced that I'm talking to an empty room all the time.
Aw, we'll get you so many.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, don't even worry. Everyone's going to be listening to every podcast. Like, people need more. People always ask about podcasts.
Yeah.
I don't know where everything just goes. There's so many, but I love, like, only certain ones.
Yeah, and, like, I try to listen to so many, but now so many people are doing, like, 3 episodes a week, and so I fall...
That's too many!
...so far behind. Like, I've been proud trying to catch up on Nerdist and WTF.
Oh, I love WTF.
And right now, WTF, I think I'm 100 episodes behind. Because some of his episodes got pretty lengthy. And I was like, I can knock out like 2 Nerdist episodes in that. So I'd quickly crank through some Nerdist. And then I'd be like, all right, now time for some WTF. And I'd go to update all of my podcast episodes. And all of a sudden, both of them had added like 40 more. I'm like, it's been a week!
How is that even possible?
Yeah, it's like I just barely had updated. And I was like, alright, I just cranked through like 9 episodes of Nerdist, and there was like 12 new ones, and I was like, please, just let this... Because then I feel guilty, and I don't know why I feel guilty to my podcasts, but I do.
That's too much. Like, that's too much in one time. Like, no. It's not like an 8-hour job.
Yeah.
Like 40 hours a week. Don't make me like listen to it for my 8-hour job. Yeah. 40 hours a week, because I feel bad that I'm so behind.
That should be a job. I should become a professional podcast listener.
That should, yeah. I think I am.
Yeah, I probably am at this point.
Outside of people talking to me at work, I just have the podcast in all day.
Yeah, that's
in and out.
And I have to drive so much all the time that yeah, that's where I get it in is. My drive up into Salt Lake each day, and then back, and driving all throughout the valley. Like, I get in a few episodes a day.
Yeah, you can get a good handful.
Yeah, it makes it worthwhile.
Quite the drive. Actually, it's not that bad, because I thought it was in Idaho. So, so it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Like, this is easy.
And in the mornings, I mean, I leave to the radio station so early that it's like, this morning I had to get there by 5. because they were doing a remote for the morning show, so we had to have all the news printed extra early.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, I was leaving here at like 4:15. So it's like, there's no traffic, so I get there in like 25 minutes most of the time.
God damn.
Yeah, so it's not that bad.
People always think that places in Utah are so far apart, when you're really, it's not.
And until you go to live in LA and then come back out here, then they seem really far apart again.
I don't think I'll ever live in LA. I'm an East Coast girl if I ever moved out of the state.
I do love the East Coast, and I have not been back in probably at least 9 years, and it's been killing me that I haven't been back, because I've never really had a chance to really explore, like, New York or Boston, and I really want to. I've only been through Boston. So, and it's a gorgeous city. Bless you. There's that sneeze that you're waiting for.
Yeah, seriously. I want to go to Boston because I just want to listen to everybody's accents.
Yeah.
So, I've been hanging out with this guy at my work, and he's from New York. He's from, I think, Rochester. And the other day we were sitting, and I'm like, why don't you have an accent? Like, cause he just sounds like he's from Utah to me. And then for some reason, though, I'm like, I thought that he would have a Boston accent. I'm like, why don't you have, like, a Boston accent? And I'm like, oh my god, that's different states.
and to New Yorker, that's, like, racist.
No, he's just like, that, he just kind of started laughing at me. I'm like, well, okay, so this is uncomfortable, so hopefully he still hangs out with me, because now I look like a big old dummy.
That's funny, though.
I just assume that, I don't know, I don't know, I don't even know, I think in New York, they'll have, New York City, they'll all have their accents, but anybody outside of New York City, you're all gonna sound like you're from Boston. Maybe, I don't know. Prove me wrong.
Eventually you're going to meet somebody that's from Boston and they're going to have like a southern drawl and you're just going to be like, no, no, you've ruined this.
My life would end. I don't even know what I would do. I think they'd have to lock me up in an asylum because I'd be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? I don't understand what's happening. I don't get this. Where are you from?
From South Boston.
No, there's a no, South no. Boston? I don't get this. I hate that now. What if that happens? Damn it. Damn it, Tim.
Now you have a new fear. That is what's going to be hiding under the bed, the southerner from Boston.
Yeah, and he's going to be like, bet y'all thought I was talking different, didn't you?
Go Sox.
Don't bash my head in, please.
And then Ben Affleck will come out and kill him somehow.
I hope so. That Batman. He's Batman, so it isn't gone.
Are you excited to see him as Batman, or are you on the fence? I'm still kind of on the fence, but I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. I didn't like George Clooney. I loved Michael Keaton.
You have to love Michael Keaton.
He was so great. But I am probably one of the very few people that could not stand Christian Bale as Batman. Like, I watched all of them, but his stupid nasally voice that he got when he would wear that outfit. It's like, did you wear a nose plug and you're going swimming in your bat suit? I don't know what's happening. What is wrong with your voice?
Well, you know, it did submerge a few times, so, you know, maybe.
I also don't think he's very attractive, so it's this anomaly. It's just whatever. But I've never really thought that Ben Affleck is attractive, except for I've noticed his forehead has gotten smaller within the years.
He had a forehead reduction.
I hope so. Man, he was huge. but I'm actually really excited. I wish Casey Affleck would be Robin.
And I like Casey Affleck quite a bit.
He is much better and so great.
And you know, he just plays such small roles, and so people forget about him.
Yeah.
But I've always loved Casey Affleck.
He's so amazing. Like, he's such a talented person. It's just mind blowing.
He was just on Kimmel a couple of weeks ago. I can't even remember what movie he was promoting. But I saw him on there and I was like, oh yeah, Casey Affleck. Because I haven't seen him in anything forever. You just keep...
Gone Baby Gone, I think, is the last time I saw him. Is that or Jesse James? The... Jesse James and then Coward Robert Ford or whatever.
Yeah, I know he has, like, he has some current movie that's either out or coming out. Yeah, you'd have to IMDb and see what it is.
I'm going
to
go.
Yeah,
whatever it is.
He's great in everything.
He's so talented. He's so, like, he gets, you just believe everything from him. Yeah. Like, Ben Affleck, whatever. Casey, it's like, damn, dude.
I mean, my favorite role that I've seen Ben Affleck play recently was in Argo. Because it's like, even though he had a bad wig, like, I could still be like, I enjoyed every aspect of it. I was just like, all right, good on you, Ben.
Huh. Well, maybe I should go see Argo. I did hear good things. Well, watch it, rent it, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it did win Best Picture, so yeah, it's definitely a good one.
I could see it being good. I think he's going to do really well. I think he's going to do really well. And he's talented too, but
now you enjoy Robin though, right?
I love Robin
because I saw on your Facebook you have your Robin costume, and I love that because Robin always hits home for me because my namesake is the third Robin. He is the Red Robin, is Tim Drake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so it creates awkward Twitter conversations with people sometimes. So when I have angry people that think that I'm doing it just to be a dick, I'm like, no, that's actually my name. Sorry I beat DC to it. Like, that's mine. Thanks.
It's like, sorry, guys.
But yeah. On IMDb, it's paid off because DC hasn't been smart enough to realize this isn't our character. And there actually is an IMDb page for the character, keep tagging it to mine. So my IMDb ranking's a hell of a lot higher than it probably should be.
You're probably higher than Chris O'Donnell at this point.
No, but that would be awesome. But yeah, because people keep like going there for these links that DC keeps attaching to it. I'm like, that's cool. Like, that's fine. Maybe I'll get some good role in something after this.
That's funny. That's really funny. I love Robin. Like, that's funny. You should just keep promoting yourself like that, man.
Yeah,
just be like, I'm Robin.
For the My House on the Moon book, I even wrote a chapter called My Alter Ego, and it's about me being Robin. I was like, if I just keep playing this off, eventually when they cast it, they're going to be like, we have to. Like,
yeah, they have to.
I figure it's a subliminal message.
It's kind of their obligation.
Yeah, that's what
you should copyright your name before they do.
I've actually contemplated that. I just don't know how much that costs.
We've been contemplating. Like, there's a bunch of shit that my work that we sit and wonder how it got copyright, like, wrote. But, like, and we always want to, like, do something of ourselves. So you should do it.
Just, I should. I should become one of those patent trolls to patent my own name.
Someone does mother of child. Mother and child. Is patented.
Really?
Yeah. We can't use it on our site.
That's crazy.
I know. And Velcro. We're not allowed to use Velcro. We have to say hook and loop.
Have you heard about the podcast patent trolls?
No, there are.
Yeah, there's some patent troll out there that claims that he invented podcasting in the 90s. And luckily there's been tons of stuff where it looks like... And like, he's actually taken like Adam Carolla to court. He's like said things to Marc Maron. And luckily, like, it's been fought well. But if you listen to the WTF episode with Moon Zappa, somebody had actually sent Mark a thing from Frank Zappa's biography from, like, the 80s, where technically not only did Frank Zappa create podcasting, but iTunes and all of that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but just never did anything about it. He just had this idea, so, like, it would... Technically, if they can make that work, it, like, debunks the troll's, like, entire claim that he created it.
Oh my goodness. Why would you waste your time doing that?
Because he wants to charge all of us to just bullshit on a microphone for some reason.
There's never going to get any money for it. Like, it's going to be in court for the next, like, 50 years. Like, when he finally does, it's like, what else are we into now?
Yeah. And then he'll try to, like, start charging for virtual reality glasses or something. Or dehydrated pizza, because Back to the Future hadn't created that before he did.
Well, good luck, guy, because virtual reality was in the blank check in the 90s, and I remember it because he put on that helmet, right. And then he was all like, I'm moving my hands, just guys. Ooh, doing shit.
So, I love when I talk with my hands and stuff on the podcast, or I, like, show something.
It's like, you don't know what I'm doing, yeah, but I'm realize, doing something.
This is not a visual medium.
Sorry, guys, you don't know.
I think it's funny with, there's one local radio host that I was talking, just local radio with somebody the other day, and they were like, oh, she's so hot. I'm like, it's radio. It's so you listen to her because she's so hot. Like, that doesn't make sense.
They understand that she's on the radio for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, I mean, she is really pretty.
She, like, you have the face for a radio.
Yeah, I actually had somebody tell that to me one time. I was like, thank you. And then I thought, I sat there and thought about it for a second. I was like, wait. Yeah, fuck that guy. Like, no.
Compliments, they're so mean.
And I don't know if the guy actually meant to say that to me, because he came up to me and initially about my voice and was just like, he was creepy about my voice. He said to one of my coworkers, he comes up and he's just like, I bet you could just listen to him talk all day. And both of us were just like, that's great, go away.
That's really uncomfortable.
Yeah, and then he kind of kept talking and says, no, really, you have a face for radio. And then I was like, I hope he meant voice by that, because I don't think I look like Shrek, but maybe.
Well, those green ear thingies don't.
Yeah, they don't help.
You don't look like Shrek.
I try to tuck them under the hat.
You don't look like Shrek. Good. Don't worry.
Good. So now, with the year that you've been doing comedy, you know, I understand you opened for kind of one of your idols.
Yeah.
With Rebecca Corey. How did that all come about?
Well, I got put on the show for the Thursday that she was there. And then someone had to drop out on Friday, so they asked me to be on, like, the last show on Friday. So I was already there because she's amazing.
Yeah.
And my friends are all there. And so I'm like, cool, let's, whatever, I'll do it. And then, so I got on another show. And then Saturday, I was with her most of the day, and I just went on because I was already there, and I was with her most of the day because her dog was sick.
Oh, no.
And she didn't have a car, so I'm like, oh, that's fine. I'll have things to do. I'll take you around. I'll help you.
Oh, right. I mean, so you just got to hang out with one of your idols.
It was awesome. Like, it was so cool. She's such an amazing person, and she's so nice, and her dog is just cute.
What kind of dog was it?
A pit bull. Because she's doing the March for Pibs.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's the stand-up for Pibs, and they're doing a march in D.C. in May. And her dog is so amazing. They had, on the Sunday, I just went there to go help her with her dog.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just her show thing to raise, like, a benefit for the stand-up for Pibs. And I just watched her dog, and they had a booth for dog kisses for $1. And her dog just, like, sat in the booth and gave people
kisses.
It just
licked everybody.
And she's such a sweetheart. And it just goes to show that pit bulls are such amazing dogs.
Yeah.
And they're so sweet. And it really is how they are treated is how they're going to treat you.
Yeah, totally.
And every dog is that way. I mean, every dog, like, every 20 years, we change dogs that we hate.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, it was Doberman Pinschers where the...
Yeah.
For the evil dogs, you can, they put them in movies as, like, bad dogs. And,
yeah.
Yeah, and now it's pit bulls.
So, I mean, they change them so often, but, you know, dogs are just dogs. I think a 9-year-old boy said it the best. It's, dogs only have the short lifespan because they already know how to love you.
Yeah. I think I actually have that saved on my computer.
Yeah, it's one of the best things a kid has ever said.
Yeah, I sent that when my family dog died last year. I sent that to all my brothers because
she
was like 17 years old. She'd grown up with all of us. And
we have to learn how to love. Dogs already know. And
yeah.
Angel, her Rebecca Corey's dog, Angel, she knew how to love. And even though she was tortured and she was a bait dog, this dog was she's the most loving dog.
That's cool.
So, she has terminal cancer, though.
The dog
so,
or Rebecca?
The dog.
Okay.
So, Rebecca might be losing her.
Oh, that's sad.
Eventually.
So, I always hate it when I hear people lose their pets.
So, and it's going to be heartbreaking because Angel has touched so many lives and helped so many people and so many dogs. And she's such a great dog. She's just happy.
So, that's cool. I've always meant to kind of look more into that. So, I mean, I don't have any dogs yet. So, but yeah, I always try to look into any of those kind of animal rights things. So, I mean, I know you saw one of the posts I just put up the other day about the people out hunting lions.
Yeah, I was, just so frustrated.
Yeah, just
I
so
read
ridiculous.
That, too, that day. No, what? Like, they don't even go hunt them. They find a pack and go and kill them.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love that people argued with me when I compared it to shooting, you know, an animal, a caged animal.
How is that not shooting a caged
animal?
That's
they're like,
their
well,
cage.
It's a 22,000 acre thing with a perimeter, right? So it's a big fucking cage. That's all it is. It doesn't matter if you've lured them into a false sense of security, and they're still entrapped in some way. It's a cage.
That is their home.
Yeah, that's if they think that they're safe there, and then you just go up on them and shoot them under a tree.
That's not something to be proud of.
No, that's... And I mean, the lady that, you know, posted the whole thing, yeah, she doesn't deserve to be getting death threats, but yeah, she's a piece of shit, that's for sure.
We death threat everything, apparently.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if anything,
a death threat nowadays is probably just another fuck you on YouTube.
It kind of is. I don't mean to be a dick, but it kind of is just like a, if you feel bad that you're going to get death threat, then like, sorry.
Yeah.
Don't do stupid shit.
Yeah, nobody will want to kill you.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, that's it. That's it. Don't do stupid shit. I've always kind of wondered if
murder wasn't illegal, would somebody have killed me by now? I've always kind of wondered that if I've ever pissed somebody off to that degree.
I'm pretty sure I have.
I'm sure I have too, and that's what, like, at times I'm just like, man, somebody should just do, oh wait, somebody would have killed me. If that
somebody
was the
totally
case.
Would have killed. Yeah. We would have all been gone.
Yeah, it would have just been like,
it's like,
complete,
oh,
annihilation.
I stepped my toe and you're in the room. Boom.
Boom.
Sorry, bro. Gonna throw you over the balcony now.
I wouldn't mind going being thrown over a balcony, at least if it was like a cushy landing where you just died softly. Like if it was into Jello.
Oh, I don't
thrown
think
over into Jello.
Jello.
You'd eventually suffocate in it, maybe.
Not me, I'd eat it. Just kidding, I'd probably die.
You're just swimming
through. I don't like eating Jello at all. Unless it has marshmallows. And pretzels. And anything, pretty much.
Pretty much anything.
That's a lie, I don't eat Jello at all. Ugh. Too much as a kid.
Yeah, see, and I never really had much as a kid, and I don't eat it now.
Don't do it.
I mean, Jello shots. I mean,
yeah.
But
well,
the fact
obviously.
That you have to put liquor into Jello to make it...
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's just better.
Yeah, it's just better.
It's not good.
But that's
just
the only excuse that you should be having Jello. I think, you know, ward functions in Utah would be better off if it was Jello shots instead of regular
Jell-O. I think,
Jell-O.
Let's go play a prank on those wards. And let's switch them for, like, just a pan of Jello shots and be like, and put a little extra flavor so you can't really taste the vodka, but just, like, get them so drunk. This is such a great idea. I don't
know. That'd be hilarious.
Not my grandmom's ward, because I could see her being loopy.
Yeah.
But anybody, and then the brownies, let's do without brownies. Let's just keep doing them. Like, switch off so people will eat the brownies,
like,
but not the Jello, and then eat the Jello, but not the brownies.
Balance them out in a way. That could be
amazing.
Really, really funny.
Would we get in trouble? Is there a law against this? I don't think there would be.
I don't know.
As long as 21 and over, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we can't force people to drink alcohol, but we can.
But if it's there,
we
they
can trick them
to
into. Yeah. I mean, like, people spiked the punch in the 80s, all the 70s all the time. So this
and
is
And I mean,
kind
it's just an herb you're putting in the brownies. Just call it seasoning.
Such a good idea.
I like this. This is where our weekend can go. Forget Black Friday. We're gonna go find somebody's get together.
Sounds great.
And have our own fun.
This is going to be awesome. Let's videotape it and eat our own brownies.
I like this.
Yeah.
This is the way to do it.
There's a funeral somewhere.
No offense,
I mean, like, but we can get mashed, or we can get funeral potatoes while we do this, because
oh,
we're
yes.
going to want them.
Yeah, after the brownies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I only get them on funerals, and it's been a while.
Yeah, that's...
Which, you shouldn't be so excited about funerals.
Except for
but
the potatoes.
But those potatoes are just like,
but
let's go back to the church,
but then there's
guys.
Always the asshole that thinks that they need, like, extra onion in those potatoes.
Ugh.
And then it's just funeral onions.
Or put mushrooms all over them. I don't like mushrooms.
No, I don't. I never knew who thought, and sorry to anybody that likes mushrooms, but it's a fungus.
That's what my thought is. The fungus grows on your toe.
Yeah, who went out there and was like, fungus, I should put that on a burger. I should put that in my fettuccine. No.
Ew.
Yeah,
ew. You just read the. No.
I saw an article in the LA Times last night about a lady that made this biological cheese from swabbing people's armpits, the inside of their mouths. I can't remember everywhere she swabbed, but she did it just to, like, raise awareness to people that you're not as clean as you think and you should probably bathe better, because I just made a cheese out of you guys.
Why would she have to make cheese? Why would she have
just
to ruin cheese?
Ruin cheese.
It's like, now I'm going to be like, what's this cheese made of? Armpit sweat? Why is there a hair in it?
Yeah.
What a creepy lady.
Yeah,
but I get it.
Yeah, it was like, I first looked at it and just kind of went, oh, that's interesting. Like, I was incredibly disturbed and then fascinated.
Because the things people think of, right? Like, the things that people think, like,
yeah.
I'm going to experiment this. I'm going to try this out. Okay.
I just want to know if she can make crackers the same way, too. Mm. Because then she could make an excuse to eat it.
Well, I can tell you where she can get the yeast from. But that's about it.
Yeah, that's...
It's going to be the worst cheese and crackers. You're going to have, like, foot wine with it.
You'd have just, to like, have foot
straight
wine with
out
it.
Of the straight off of someone's foot. You're going to have to lick a foot, basically.
Yeah. But it would complete the trifecta.
It would. I don't know which one would be worse, but you can get drunk while you're doing it, so.
Yeah, or, and then, you know, depending on how drunk, anything can be good.
Yeah, McDonald's. It's great when you're drunk. We watched a video at work the other day about McDonald's chicken nuggets, and I'm not going to tell anybody. Go just Google it if you want to watch it.
But I think I've seen the video that you're talking about.
The kid's like talking about it and like explaining it to us, and I'm like, but you're still gonna go eat it when you're drunk, aren't you? And he's like, well, that's besides the point. And I'm like, well, then don't show me the video.
They have this new promo for the Nuggets out here in Utah where anytime that the Jazz are playing a home game, you get a 10-piece Nuggets for $1. And every time I hear the commercial, it makes me laugh because the commercial starts off and says, Jazz fans are used to the finer things in life. And I'm sitting at the station the other day, and I was like, shouldn't we change this to, since Jazz fans don't get shit, we're going to give you 10-piece nuggets for $1. Because that's what it really should say.
Every time that commercial comes on, I thought that I was the only one that's like, we enjoy the finer things in life, so we want McDonald's. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's like there's two things wrong with that. If you did enjoy the finer things in life, it wouldn't be McDonald's. And
so
two,
are the Jazz fans. Here's 10 nuggets.
Yeah. And for I mean, that's. $1. That's, I think, an okay, you know, consolidation prize. I mean.
That's like 10 cents for one nugget. That sounds gross. If you think about it, 10 cents to make a nugget.
If you think about it, three nuggets from McDonald's is even kind of.
Yeah, I wouldn't need it. My boss ate a McRib. The other day, well, he loves McRibs. Yeah. I don't care. Whatever. But he microwaved one that he bought the day before, and it made the office smell so bad that I got a headache. Because it smelled like burnt plastic. And I love him, but his choice of food in McDonald's is not par with me. And he is such a great guy, but I'm like, dude, seriously, are you really going to eat that?
I think it was Seth Tippett's I saw tweet the other day. That he was trying to McRib and should it squeak when you bite into it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, that sounds about right.
It's essentially plastic.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm not going to eat it.
I tried one for the first time like a month ago because I had never had tried one. And I was like, I can't bag on this thing until I try it.
Yes, you can.
And then I tried it and I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to be sick now. I never should. I should have just realized where it came from and what it was.
I mean, it's called the McRib.
Yeah.
And there's no bone.
No.
I eat slabs of rib like once a month with my sister. There's bones.
Yes.
And they don't smell like plastic when they're cooked in the microwave.
No, I'm convinced it's one of those like squeaky toys.
It has to be.
That they just slathered in something and somehow made it so you could bite into it.
Like once a year when the toys all go on sale for dogs.
Yeah. And like, that's why it only comes at limited times.
Yeah, let's just stock up on this and then we'll make it into this. It's like just shove it with some chicken nuggets, because they're only 10 cents.
Second quarter of McDonald's business meetings are like, now PetSmart has their annual sale coming up.
That's exactly how it is.
Bob, are you on this?
I've got them now. They McDonald's sent me some gift cards, some coupons for like free meals and free ice creams, because I complained to them like on their website. The guy that was giving my change, I gave him $2 because I wanted an ice cream cone. They have great ice cream.
Yeah.
I gave him $2 and he gave me 95 cents in nickels. And I was pissed. I'm like, why don't you have quarters?
Yeah.
Like a normal place. And he's like, we ran out of quarters. I'm like, and he like stacked them two by two. So like he couldn't do the math in his head how many nickels he needed. 19, FYI, McDonald's worker. So anyway,
Worker's not going to listen to this. It's a podcast. They have to own a computer.
That's true. But I just looked at him and I like put my hand in front of his face. And I'm like, I'm not going to pick this shit up. And I was pissed. And then I kept seeing on my Twitter feed as promotions. And I'm like, fuck you, McDonald's. I don't want you anymore. You guys gave me 95 cents in nickels. Fuck you. And so then they started sending me coupons and stuff for free meals. And so, I'm like, I'll take it. So there
you have it. You tell McDonald's to fuck off on Twitter, and you will get free stuff from McDonald's.
Yes, you will. And it was awesome. It was great because I was drunk one night and I'm like, free coupons. This is a great idea. Someone take me to McDonald's.
I like it. I know what I'm going to spend the rest of my night doing.
That's all you have to do. If you complain enough, people will just give you shit. If for food. I don't want to complain for anything else except for food. I just want people to give me free food all the time.
I was just going to go over to Best Buy and start crying until they gave me a PlayStation 4.
That might happen. Just, nope, you know what? Arrested. You'll get arrested.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to pick and choose. Like, McDonald's not going to do shit.
Yeah.
You can get free food. And that's, yeah, you know what? That is the only time. But I'm going to start doing it so much more. Just everywhere. Chuck-a-Rama, your potatoes were cold.
Of course, they might respond, yeah, you're eating at Chuck-a-Rama.
Well, that was like 15 years ago, 16.
One of my ex-girlfriends, I had told her family used to love to go to Chuck-a-Rama, and I told them, I can't eat there. Like, I will throw up. And they did not believe me. And we were driving back from, like, her grandma's birthday, and I had to pull over to the side of the freeway, puked. Came back in the car, closed the door, and just looked at him and went, told you. And pulled right back onto the road.
See, guys? See what happens?
I was like, I know what I can handle. Taco Bell's crossing the line as it is. But you put Chuck-a-Rama in there.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure Chuck-a-Rama served Taco Bell. You could wipe out, like, generations of people.
You could wipe out the stupidity of America.
You could. You really
could. You know
That's
what?
A valid point.
I go to Taco Bell when I'm drunk. And I go to Chuck-a-Rama when I'm 12 and my grandparents pick me up and take me there. Because it's easy because we're all little kids and they don't want to do shit with us.
Yeah, and they're like, it's a buffet. I don't have to cook. I just tell them, go at it.
You guys are babysitters. We're sitting here drinking our Diet Coke.
It's amazing Chuck-a-Rama or any of those places don't have like a play ball pit or anything like that in it.
Yeah.
With all the little kids running around, I mean...
There's not one little kid that's sitting in their seat.
No.
Mm-mm.
I mean, half the place is already sticky. Just put a ball pit in there and...
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Or just coat the entire floor in balls.
Or just close down.
Yeah, or just close down.
Nobody wants you, Chuck-a-Rama. People that go there are sad now. They're listening to this and they're really sad. I'm sorry, guys.
There I like Chuck-a-Rama. There was that in Hometown Buffet, which I don't even know if that exists anymore.
Does that exist anymore?
But I remember there was the one in Sandy years ago. And we would go on Sundays, my friends, and I would go just because Wilford Brimley would always be there. And we would always try to get a table right next to him just so we could hear him talk.
Oh my gosh.
And I wanted to always just like load up things of ice cream just so I could try to walk past and get him to say diabetes.
Did you guys get a sit by him ever?
Yeah, we would sit like a booth over from him every time just so we could listen to him talk.
That would be amazing. Yeah. I would do that too.
I don't know why we found so much joy in listening to Wilford Brimley talk.
Because he's got diabetes.
Yeah.
And you can get diabetes too.
But it was the greatest thing in the entire world. It made my Sundays.
I think that is the best story I've ever heard. Especially about a buffet place.
Yeah. and now, I mean, luckily that place is gone. Otherwise people would hear this and they'd be like, I'm going to go stalk Wilford Brimley.
Isn't he dead?
No, he's still alive. I'm pretty sure he is.
He's probably alive. I just assume people are dead.
He's like lined with Hometown Buffet at this point.
He's like, this is my restaurant.
That stuff has so much preservatives. It made him an iron lung.
Oh, Wilbur Brimley. Oh my gosh. I spilled soup like 3 times on my pants today. Sorry. I just keep trying to pick it off, but my pants are... I'm such a mess. It's a good day.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, I've been kicking these 18-hour days lately, and it,
When it's do you not sleep?
I don't.
Where? Why?
I have too much to do.
Oh, stop doing so much.
Yeah, like, I've been meaning to try to find that, the book, The 4-Hour Work Week.
That's a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. But then I realized if I could manage to cut down my work and, like, get all my work done and have a... I would just work more.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, no, I can't do that. Like
the normal person would.
Yeah.
Because you'd lose your job if you only worked for
four hours a week. The concept of it is to be able to do all of your job within that. And so that you have more time for yourself. But yeah, I looked at that and I was like, no, I work, like, I like everything that I'm doing. So it's like, if I had that extra time, that's another movie we could try to start making or something like that. Like,
I feel like it'd be such a waste of time for me because I just sit and watch more reality TV that I don't need to watch. Like, what happened on Teen Mom? I don't know, because I had things to do that day. Like a dummy. Ugh. Or I had to do the... I'm grown up stupid.
Bet it is.
But I think if I only had a 4-hour work week, I would drive myself crazy. And I would become fatty, and nobody would want to hang out with me. And I probably, honest to God, wouldn't shower. Because why would I? Everyone else is at work.
Yeah.
Well, who else are you going to see? I'm not going to get ready for them.
Yeah.
They're at work. I'm not going to go drive to them. I've already got my couch.
And if you can just become encrusted into your couch and enjoy it, why not?
My dog's on me. I can't do anything today. Exactly. I'm so sorry. I mean, like, my room the other day, I have, like, 2 rooms that I sleep in. Because one of them got so dirty that I'm like, fuck this.
So you got a second
room. I'm going to go in the other room. And I'm going to sleep in there. Problem solved. So my 4-hour work week would mean not still cleaning that room, still sleeping there like midnight after watching countless hours of television and not doing things.
Yeah.
Probably drinking a lot of beer.
And if anything, you could build a third room.
I'll go to my parents' house. They have 3 rooms. It's okay. I got this. I'm just going to sleep anywhere that's... I house it so much that it's like, I'm just going to go to somebody else's house. It doesn't matter. I don't need to clean my house because I'm just going to go to somebody else's house to sleep for the next 2 weeks. Or
you're just going
to
start putting up ads on Craigslist.
It's like, I need to stay at your house. House sitting,
need a place to sleep.
I charge $20 to sleep in your bed. One night only, though. So, that's a great idea.
Of course, on Craigslist, you might get a lot of creepers on that.
Well, I mean, like, if I didn't ever get naked in their house, because I assume they have cameras, so if I don't get naked fully in their house, and if I don't get touched,
yeah,
in the areas that I wear undergarments for, I mean, like, if you, I mean, if,
in
if
the I'm, special if, places,
if I'm asleep and you're touching my belly, okay, well, that's on you, dude. If you want to live with that, whatever, yeah. They're fine. You can do that. I'll make money doing it. Like, whatever. Just don't touch my face or my specials.
Or your specials.
Yeah. Like, that's it. I'll sleep in front of you, videotape it. I won't get naked, though.
They just have one of those creepy little teddy bears with the camera.
It's like, I know what this is. I know.
I started watching Weeds, finally. The first episode where they have the nanny cam bear. They're just like, oh, really? The pink bear? Yeah.
Yeah, that's in everybody's living room. That nanny cam's, or that teddy bear's, everybody has those nowadays.
Yeah, it makes total sense. Which is really kind of creepy.
It's so creepy. But, you know, whatever.
It's that moment at work where, like, you have to pick a wedgie or something, and all of a sudden, like, shit, where was the camera? Who caught that?
It's like, is anybody in here? Well, okay.
Yeah.
Like, how am I going to do this? I'm not going to walk to the bathroom.
Yeah, you know there's the camera there, so you just do that uncomfortable shift in the seat until, like, you're taken care of.
This is so uncomfortable. I'll do it. I don't care. I'm too lazy to not do things. I'm too lazy to do things, though. I'm like, man, it'll get itself out.
So and
that wedgie's going to get itself out eventually.
And it's not worth worrying what anybody really thinks.
I mean, people are okay with me at work. The people in my office, we all just sit around and goof off all day. Well, we work, but, like, we just, while we're working, we just say random shit to each other all day. That's like, if I were to stand up and do something disgusting, they'd get it. It doesn't even matter. Like, one day I was accidentally talking to a boy in my office, and we were just having this full-on conversation, and then all of a sudden I noticed I was grabbing my boobs the entire time. Like, both hands on my boobs, not in the, like, arms crossed sort of way, but, like, very, hey, this is going on, I'm rubbing my boobs on accident. I didn't notice. And I'm pretty sure he did. But he's such a nice guy that he didn't tell me.
That he didn't bother saying
anything.
He's like,
whatever, do it. He's
until he got home, and then...
That's fine. He didn't touch him. I'm just like, this is... And then all of a sudden I realize, I'm like, oh.
You just kind of ended it right there.
I'm just like, this is why we've been talking so long. I get it. And you know what? I get it, guys. I don't want to touch other girls' boobs, but when I touch mine, I'm like, I get it.
And it got awkward when he held his phone up for a while.
Yeah, that was really weird. It was so uncomfortable.
It's just like, I'm just sending a text.
I'm like, why are you texting so long? Why aren't you moving your thumb? He's like, oh, it's one of those text messages that you don't have to. You just look at it.
It knows what you're trying to say.
Talking about Bluetooth, Taylor.
So, well, do you have any upcoming shows or anything?
On December 9th, I can't remember what the fundraiser is for, but...
Is it Guy Seidel's fundraiser?
No, it's a different one. Guy Seidel's... I can't remember what his is either.
Somewhere around that same weekend. Guy's supposed to be on within the next week here to talk about it, so...
Yeah, Guy has a fundraiser that's going to be awesome. Yeah. He does it every year, like...
Tons of the sports stuff's actually going to him for it, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
His fundraiser, I can't... Christopher James the comedy community.
Yeah.
He's setting it up. It's up Ruby's on December 9th. I'll be on it. He'll be on it. Jay Whitaker, I think, is going to be on it.
Okay.
That's all I know.
All right, we'll definitely throw up links to it so everybody can find that.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. I mean, I'm okay. Like, I've been told I'm very funny for a girl. That's okay.
Yeah, that's a weird statement, I think, to say. I think you're just funny all around, so.
Me too. I'm just like, okay, I'll take it. Like, all right, I don't mind. At least I'm not funny for a dog. I don't know, like an animal.
So people can find you on both Facebook and Twitter.
Yep. I'm Taylor Loy on, my Twitter name is 50 Shades Ote.
50 Shades Ote.
Because some girl that doesn't use Twitter has 50 Shades of Tay. Stupid bitch. And my Facebook is just Taylor Hunsaker. Or Taylor Loy Hunsaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you always have really funny posts. So I have always enjoyed them. So everybody should definitely check it out.
I enjoy the random tweeting. So yeah. If you're a Twitter person... You should follow me because it's fun.
Yeah,
it's a good time. It's random nonsense that nobody cares about, including myself. But for some reason, there's 140 characters right there.
Yeah.
So.
You may as well use them.
I'm like, well, I guess you guys need to know about my dog right now. No, he's not interesting. He's an idiot.
Well, thank you so much for coming down, Taylor. I'm glad that you realized it was not Idaho.
Yeah, I'm so glad that this is in Idaho. I don't know why I thought it was, but thank you for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. It was good to get to know you a little bit better outside of open mic. So
yeah, come back to open mic.
Yeah, I definitely will before I start into some more just crazy scheduling. So I know
Christmas coming.
Yeah, I've got to get back in sometime soon here.
They have moved the open mic to Wise Guys in West Valley lately.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So I'm really excited.
Hey guys, come out to West Valley Wise Guys on Wednesday. Support your local comedy scene. Just enjoy humility.
And not only will they see you occasionally,
you'll
me.
I go every week.
Everybody is there, really.
I usually go every week. I stop for a couple months. I'm back. I'm back, bitches. And awesome. There's really great talent.
Yeah, there's a lot of great talent out here. So, and I will definitely try to join you guys within the coming weeks here. So that
I hope so.
I have so much new shit to try to work out that I just need to quit procrastinating and get back to open mic.
That's the hardest part.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Taylor. So, yeah, everybody go check her out December 9th at Broovies.
Yeah, at Broovies.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much, Taylor.
Thanks.
See you guys.